Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw Patrick crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's Ken Heat, brings back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with my good friend Donald Hunter. DonaldHunterFinancial.com is his website. Don and I are talking about startups. That's one of the things that Don does. He and I both do, really. I do my consulting on the radio, and Don does his consulting face-to-face. And I can only imagine how fortunate Don, your clients must feel when you get through with them because I know you know what you're talking about. One of the things you do, we talked in the previous segment about startups and how you help startups get out of the ground. But once people have kind of gotten, you know, they're in the established phase, they're growing their business, and they need more working capital, they need to get some more capital in the business. You help them with that too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Tell us what that looks like.
Well, we look at what their needs are, but you know, SBA financing is one of the options. Occasionally, I get one that wants to raise capital
Now that means, by definition, that a bank has to be involved.
Yes,
Do you work with local banks, independent banks, or do you work with big banks?
I work with all types of banks because each bank lends on different types of projects. So I have to be familiar with a lot of different lenders in order to place that request in the right place and make sure we're getting the best rates.
Mm-hmm. So you actually help them shop around. Now, let me ask you, when you shop, you mentioned rates, but you and I both know that sometimes you're better off to pay a little bit more to get a little bit better relationship. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. In the local market, that's definitely true. And your local bank may sometimes give you other benefits as well.
The reason I brought that up, Donald, is one of the things that I tell small business owners is don't go shopping to save a quarter of a point and leave a bank that's been loyal to you. If your banker's been loyal to you, be loyal to your banker. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea because you never know when you need that banker.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So yeah. Do you help when you put together a financing for small businesses? Do you help them just get the loan, or do you help them while they're in the process build a banking relationship? Do you ever do that?
I'm more focused on the project level, where I'm helping them get what they need at the moment.
Just the transaction,
I do on a weekly basis is I just call lenders and I talk to lenders and I interview lenders, mm-hmm. so that when a loan comes in, I know who to place that loan with already.
So you're actually a clearinghouse yourself for loan transactions. So by the time somebody comes to you and needs $5,000 or $50,000 or $150,000, you've already got in your mind one or two bankers you're probably going to place that with.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that's part of my business model, right? To know the best lender out there for a particular loan.
What is the typical premium? You know, my dad used to tell me the interest is price we pay for being poor, you know, for not having money, and, mm-hmm. and when we have to borrow the money, and but everybody, we all know that the prime is 3 over what the Fed charges their banks, and so, but we also know that small businesses pay prime plus, mm-hmm. prime plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. What is a typical prime plus number you're looking at right now?
I think you're right. It's in that range. It depends on the borrower. It depends on the property type, if it's a property involved or the business or the project.
Right.
So it kind of depends on a number of things, the credit worthiness of the borrower.
Right.
the loan period. So there's a number of factors that actually go
but
into
But they have
that.
To be prepared to pay a premium, right? I mean, small businesses, because they don't have audited financial statements and maybe they don't have a long track record, they're going to wind up paying prime plus 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
Right. The higher the risk, the higher the rate.
It's just the way it works. Hey, Don, good job today. Come, let's do this again. Let's talk about this some more.
Fantastic.
We got a lot more. You can teach us a lot more, and we'll get you back again real soon. DonaldHunterFinancial.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Don, for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
And keep helping the small business owners out there. Donald Hunter, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Donald joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.